Once again, we're broadcasting live here from Birmingham, Alabama. And this is the ninth day of July in the year of our Lord, 2020. Man. And we welcome you to Discussing the Truth broadcast. I am your announcer, Antonio Green. Our host for this broadcast is Pastor James A. Dansby and our co-host, Minister Kelvin Pierce. We have Minister Milton Dudley on the panel with us as well. And it is our prayer that God the Father, through Jesus Christ, his Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, would speak truth to your hearts. Pastor Dance.
Well, praise the Lord, guys.
Praise the Lord. Praise
give the Lord. Honor to the Lord. Praise God. It's a blessing to be here. Thank Amen. God for the opportunity to just to be able to just explore his word. Praise
Amen.
God.
It's Amen. A blessing.
Amen. It's a gold mine. It's a gold mine of information, a gold mine of life. Life producing information.
Amen.
And we thank God for this opportunity. Before we get started, though, praise God, we're going to ask Brother Milton. This is good to see all you guys.
Amen. Amen.
But we're going to ask Milton to lead us in prayer today. Praise Amen. God.
Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you now for this opportunity.
Bless you, Lord.
Thank
Bless
you for
you,
this broadcast. Father, but most of all, we thank you for your truth.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, as we come to study your truth, mm-hmm. Lord, as we meditate on it day and night.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, and for the listening ears out there everywhere, Lord, that they may receive your truth.
Touch.
Not us, Lord.
Touch, Lord.
Not in the form or fashion, but your truth.
Yes, Lord.
Now, Father, we thank you in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for Jesus. Brother, we're going to... We listened to a statement by the leader of the Black Lives Matter. I don't think we need to listen to it anymore because it's been all over the media.
Yes,
I mean,
they done played
100 times. Well, she confessed. What did she confess, brothers?
She's a trained martyr.
She's a trained martyr.
Patrice Cullors is her name. One of the founders. Patrice Cullors.
She's one of the original founders.
The founders of the Black Lives Matter movement.
And she confessed that she is a what?
Trained Marxist.
Not just a Marxist, not a wannabe.
But trained. But trained. Official.
She was educated in community organization.
Community, is that what she said?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't Obama a community organizer?
Well, absolutely.
Yeah. So now, what is there a relationship between her training and his training?
Yes. They're working for the same agenda.
Working for the same agenda. Oh, that's ironic. That rings a bell.
Yeah, but it's ironic if you don't know the big picture, Pastor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The big picture. Mm-hmm. But she's a trained Marxist, and we wanna discuss this Marxism a little bit because I tell you, it's scary to see so many people seem to embrace this this type of dogma. I call it dogma.
Philosophy, dogma,
whatever you want to call it, you know. But, you know, I took the time to just make sure. Because one guy told me the other day, he said, well, you know, Marxism is different from communism. I said, really? He said, it is. I said, well, what about socialism? He said, it's different from socialism.
Did he elaborate
on what the differences were?
No, he didn't. But I took the time because I want our audience to know that according to the definition given by Mr. Webster himself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ain't a dime worth a difference between the two of them, you know?
Okay.
Communism, Mr. Webster says, is a political theory from Karl Marx. Y'all got that?
Mm-hmm.
Advocating class war leading to a society in which all property is public owned, each person work and is paid according to their ability. Y'all got that?
Right. Wow.
Yeah, so you can't own property.
Okay. Now let's go to socialism then. It's a political and economic theory of social organization in which advocates that the means of production, distribution, and exchange should be owned and regulated by the community.
By the community.
Meaning the government.
Meaning the government. Okay. All right. Now here's Marxism. A political and economic theory of Karl Marx, it advocates the abolition of private ownership of means of production with provisions of work and substances for all. Now, it sounds a little different, but it's the same thing.
It's the same thing. Public ownership.
Public ownership. So now, in other words, Ms. Patrice in Black Lives Matter, she admits that what they want to do is to change our whole system of government. Is that
right?
Yeah.
Well,
now, what we have to keep in mind here as believers, how do they stack up with the Word of God?
Pastor, before we go much further,
go ahead.
Let's give our audience the definition of what we're currently under and under threat of losing right now.
Okay, what do we have now?
Capitalism.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And the definition of that is an economic and political system in which a country's trade and industry are controlled by private owners for profit rather than by the state.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Everything else is controlled by the state.
All three of those other ones. Yeah. Communism, socialism, Marxism.
The state.
That's a good way of putting it.
That's good. So now, our system of capitalism, which is what they hate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it's not perfect. It's not perfect.
Well, what is perfect?
That's absolute.
Who is perfect?
Absolute.
What system? How can you get perfection out of imperfection?
Yeah.
The people are imperfect.
Okay, go ahead. The reason they hate it is because it promotes individualism.
Tell us how the Bible promotes individualism.
Well, first, we start off with self-governance.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Number one.
So we're to Number govern one. Ourselves. We have our own choices to make.
Mm-hmm.
And if God gives us that liberty to make a choice by first governing ourselves within the way in which we want to towards him.
Yes.
Then how can the government come in and
take that away?
So God says basically his laws of governing is to some extent written in all of our hearts.
That's right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. Not to some extent, that's what he said.
By the unwritten rule, by the unwritten law in our
hearts. So our governing factor should first be the Lord himself and what the Lord has given us in his word. So now, are you guys saying that communism, socialism, Marxism does not coincide with that type of government?
It goes against the scripture that says, train up a child in the Lord.
Okay.
It goes against the scripture, if you don't work, you don't eat. It goes against all that.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God, period.
Yeah. I mean, those are two particular scriptures that Marxism works against.
Well, all the isms you just read, especially all of them, communism,
socialism,
but
all of them.
What it does, like the minister just said, it goes against the word of God, but in an attempt to make government God.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ain't no attempt.
That's what it does.
Like what Kevin was saying too,
mm-hmm.
it mentions as far as the word of God, how God gave us to be stewards over what
we have.
That's another principle, that's right, we are stewards.
The government is not our steward. We are responsible ourselves. In other words, when judgment day come, is the state going to stand before God or the individual?
We'll be judged as stewards.
That's good.
And see what bring me into remembrance is about the talents, how God gave the talents.
But we are, according to socialism, we all on the same level. According to communism, we all on the same level. According to Marxism, we all
that's right,
and we all deserve the same pay, regardless of our ability or lack of ability.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But in that parable, God gave each individual different talent, different amount.
So basically, gentlemen, for Black Lives Matter to embrace Marxism, they pushing God out of the picture.
Yeah,
totally have pushed him out.
Well, it really brings Black Lives Matter under a greater microscope of what they truly are, and it's not about Black folks.
Mm.
It's about Marxism.
No, it's bigger than Black folks.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
It's age old evil.
That's right.
That's been around a long time.
That's right.
And been trying to usurp authority over God for many.
That's right.
Anarchy. Before we were ever even thought of,
right.
born.
This
before kinda, they got it out of the bush.
This kind of tell you what that's all about now. Because I'm sure all y'all have seen it. I'm sure the audience have seen plenty of it.
Mm-hmm.
When they're trying their best to make these big public figures and so-called celebrities or whatever, just plain out make the statement that Black lives matter. Okay. And if you say all lives matter or everyone matter, then they go back to the very thing that's really plaguing us terribly today. They say, well, that's not what this movement is about.
Yeah,
well, by the very title, name of your movement, it has to be what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be. But when you bring up, you know, other types of violence, which all of it is atrocious, we all agree on that.
That's true.
Whether it be black on black, black on white, that's white right. on black, right. whatever it is, sin. We know what it is.
It's all sin. It's all sin.
But when it don't matter, when you got 8, 3, 10-year-old kids getting gunned down in the streets, and you can push that to the back burner because that's not what this movement is about.
It's about.
The reason why it's not about that is because if you notice, black lives don't matter until they're dead. Why don't they matter before they die?
Why
wasn't George Floyd an issue before he ever died?
Okay.
And in Christianity, he is treasured before he dies.
Okay.
He don't have to die. The Christian view is that he's valuable. His life matters then, not when he's dead.
That's right.
But to even qualify to be part of the rhetoric of Black Lives Matter, you have to die.
To be a martyr for this movement.
Yes.
But see, all these things that Pastor just explained, the definitions that he just read along with the one I read on about capitalism.
Yeah, capitalism. That's
difference. The major difference in that is all three, socialism, communism, and Marxism that Pastor just read are based on a premise that man is inherently good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
All three of them are. That man, just with a little governance.
Everybody going to follow the rules.
With a few people over them, we're all in.
They're going to do right.
Which the biblical worldview, what does it say?
All have sinned.
Yeah.
They're none good, not one.
That's right.
Go ahead, Milt. Where you going?
No, I'm going to say, you know, the enemy is subtle. In other words, like you said, Black Lives Matter, just listening to the name, the title.
That's right.
You go along with it.
Just like, okay, Planned Parenthood.
Right. Okay. Yes, that's cool.
The average person that hear that.
That's how
they get to really family.
They really care.
Family plan.
Family plan.
Yeah, they really care.
Murder.
Right. Right. Well, you know, the scary thing today is that so many our young people that have been brainwashed, I believe, just working, operating out of stupidity or whatever it is, they're embracing these doctrines. And what they're doing basically is advocating the tearing down of our society, the tearing down of our biblical freedom.
Foundation.
Do our people really know what they're doing by embracing these type of movements?
No,
because they're embracing the slogan. They don't know nothing about the organization. We're just using Black Lives Matter.
They don't really have the inside. They hadn't taken time to really see the connection. No.
Just to show you an example, just a quick example, and I'm sure you guys probably have seen this. You know, we're getting past celebrating Independence Day.
That's right.
4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done some polling and surveys on different college, major college campuses, Ivy League campuses, and asked these kids the simple question, why do we celebrate July 4th?
Simple question.
You should have heard some of the answers.
Is that right?
Give me one of them.
When did we win our independence? 1996.
Really?
Oh man, I'm telling you, it was funny, but it was sad that these kids have no idea where they live in or how they got to where
they
are.
These college kids.
Yeah, these are college kids.
But what about the teaching they're getting in the colleges?
Oh, Juneteenth. They all know what Juneteenth, and y'all know that was a Texas thing that was. Never mind. We don't even go there. They have no idea why they do what they do. It just sounds good.
How crucial is the upcoming election as far as the threat of capitalism being erased and Marxism, communism taking its place? Is that a big threat today, Russ?
Big.
I tell you what, if the upcoming election
Which is within 3 months or so.
Oh, yeah. November.
Or whatever, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I tell you, we're in a place right now, if the 16 election had went different than it did, we'd already be in the throes of it right now.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a miraculous election in that it kept us afloat as far as the capitalists, the Bible-believing, the mm-hmm. place that God has in our lives. Which is threatened on the threat right now.
Every day. Worldview. A biblical worldview is not illegal because.
Not on the communists.
Because of the last election. Because we're still under a capitalist system.
Mm-hmm.
If we wanted anything else, Marxism, you think you can worship what you want to mm-hmm. under a Marxist system
mm-hmm.
or a communist system? Right now in China. Can.
Yeah, in China, which is a major
communist country.
Perfect example.
Yeah.
Right this minute, they can't mm-hmm. worship who they want or believe what they want.
Yeah,
it's a state belief.
The communist. I read off some of their confessions of faith. I didn't get that whole manifesto and all that because that's a mm-hmm. long thing. You know, mm-hmm. it's really long.
But you can find it online. Anyone who's interested in reading it on itself, the communist manifesto, what they really believe.
But this is what they have to confess. When you join these, the communists, socialists, Marxists, socialists.
Look what it's called, Pastor.
Faith.
Confession of faith.
This
is what I believe.
Right. Are you a communist? The question they're going to be asked, first of all, and of course they're going to say yes, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is the aim of the communists? To organize society in such a way that every member of it can develop and use all its capabilities and power to complete freedom, in complete freedom without thereby infringing the basic conditions of this society.
Mm.
How do you wish to achieve this aim? By eliminating private property and its replacement by community of property.
So what I own, you own.
Everybody.
Right.
Hold up. Something just came to my mind.
What?
I heard the president say, "You didn't build that. That ain't out of your house. You didn't pay for the house."
Yes, sir. I think was his name.
What was the name?
Middle name Hussein. Barack Hussein.
Obama. That's
what he said.
He said, "You did not build that."
Obama.
That means I don't work hard to pay for my house, but.
I don't own that.
Don't that sound like he's been kind of indoctrinated in this?
Yeah, in this philosophy, yeah.
Doesn't sound like it to you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Question number three there. How do you wish to achieve this aim? Okay, we got that. Number four, on what do you base your community of property? Firstly, on the mass of productive forces and means of subsistence resulting from the development of industry, agriculture, trading, colonization, and on the possibility inherent in machinery, chemicals, and other resources of their infinite extension. Secondly, on the fact that in the consciousness or feeling of every individual, there exists certain irrefutable basic principles which, being the result of the whole historical development, require no proof.
Listen, Pastor, when you read that answer, well, it says, secondly, on the fact that in the consciousness, that clicked something with me.
Consciousness.
It's a movement, a woke movement going on now.
They call it a woke.
Everybody mm-hmm. thinking the same.
Right.
Are you, brother, are you woke?
That's the way they approach you.
Are you woke?
Are you woke?
Huh? That means do Black Lives Matter to you? Well, of course they do, but that ain't what they really asking you.
That's not what they asking mm-hmm. you.
Are you up on this lingo we got going on?
Yeah.
Or you know what this agenda is, and are you behind it?
Only I can go to the Bible and I can supply them with a question also.
Uh-oh.
Huh? I go quickly to Galatians. Who has bewitched you?
Okay.
That you believe a lie.
Yeah.
Huh? Because actually, is that what it is?
Well, let me go and tell you now so it don't come as no surprise to you,
brother. What's that, brother?
You ain't going to last long in the revolution, brother.
Well, that's all right. I got a home.
And not made by hand.
Not made by hand. Praise God. The Lord will sure come get me.
Amen.
Look at that next question there.
Number five
there. What were such principles? For example, every individual strive to be happy.
Mm.
The happiness of the individual is inseparable from the happiness. What you say? All of all. You got.
Some people just dead set on being miserable. Ain't nothing you can do to make them happy. So what you do about it? What do you do about it?
Wait just a minute. I ain't happy. I am not happy. Why am I not happy? I want your yellow car.
My brother, I got some terrible news for you.
Yeah. But under the system,
that's what it is.
Under the system,
that's how it
under
goes.
The system is yours anyway.
Everything
is yours.
It's all community property, isn't it?
Yeah, it's yours.
Everything. This is what has been advocated, audience, today.
Yeah, it is. But I wouldn't advise you
that everything though, belongs don't to everybody.
That's right.
Huh? I'm hoping they exclude my wife.
Mm. Now, it won't. How can it?
Do you believe the majority of these young folks out there that's marching? Do you believe they understand and know this?
No.
They know deserve just as much as he have, and you can still stay in your mama basement and play video games.
And mama can't put you out.
That's the driver, though. The driver is not the philosophy, but being happy.
Being happy?
Yeah, that's the driver, being
so
happy.
So now, under this system that's going to replace our capitalist system, mm-hmm. everybody going to be happy.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
That's what they say.
Okay.
That's what they said in Cuba. You see Kaepernick running around with his Castro shirt on.
Yeah, like they happen down there.
Ask someone who has fled that place what it's really about.
Got an old car with a tractor motor in it. He can't get a motor. Can't get a V8 motor. He done took a motor out of the tractor down in farm. And it won't run but 10 miles per hour.
Just to get where you go.
They're not happy. I don't think they're happy,
brother.
They're not. Okay, how do you wish, this is a question they asked that joined these organizations, how do you wish to prepare the way for your community of property? Answer, by enlightening and uniting the proliferate. That means the...
Proletariat.
Okay.
Why would you... Everybody... You have to think the same in order to believe this. It has to be a one thinking.
Well, they clone. They are one thinker. They have one mind, don't they?
Yeah, one mind.
Yeah. And then what? And I read, not in what I got here, but in other stuff I got here, other material, I read where they had the audacity to go to the Book of Acts and say the brothers had everything in common.
Yeah,
ain't that community so? Property. They use all that community property, and they help one another, and that's what we're supposed to do under the new system.
Well.
What about that, bro?
Jesus, jump off this pinnacle. Your daddy gonna send angels to bless your foot. Look, so we don't even pay no attention to when scripture being misquoted.
That's a misquote, but they quote. They have the audacity to use Acts as a vehicle to promote the socialism.
About.
Right?
What they talking about?
Right? How happy they were. When everybody shared, you know.
Even then, in Acts, that was the brothers, wasn't it?
That was the Christians.
Right. That wasn't the brothers.
It wasn't everybody.
Well, maybe they don't see any difference between a true Christian and regular people.
They might not, but we know there is.
Yes, we know that's a big difference. That's a change of heart.
Absolutely.
Amen. That's a change of heart.
Absolutely.
And, okay, where are we at now?
Number seven.
What is the proliferate? What is that now? Proliferate is that class of society which lives exclusively by its labor and not on the profits from any kind of capital. That class whose well and woe, whose life and death, therefore, depends on the alternation of times of good and bad business, in a word, on the frustration of competition.
That's the middle class.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what we are, the proliferate. Okay, then there has not always been proliferate, no. And he said, no, there have always been poor in working classes, and those who worked were almost always the poor. So they're gonna write that y'all people got all that money, y'all ain't done nothing, y'all ain't really. But there have not always been proletarians, right? Mm-hmm. Just as competition has not always been
free. That's why they hate our president now, because he pushed a free market economy.
A free market.
Competition.
Yeah. Right.
Make a better product, give a better price, and you should make the money from it.
That's right.
That's a fact.
That's right.
That's a fact. But they don't want that. No. They do not want that.
They're thinking globally, and that's why most of our manufacturers, that depends on other countries for important parts like airplane parts. Mm-hmm. Why should we depend on another country
for anything?
But that's all part of the system to integrate the whole
work globalism.
Give them some of that work over there. Yeah. Give them, don't hog it all here. And even though they're communist countries and they're not even treating their people correctly, but let's give them some of this.
That's right. Huh? Yeah, that's right. Because none of that matters. Just like the initial deal of Black Lives Matter is not Black Lives, it's the same thing. Everybody being equal is not the importance of their agenda in these communists. Because you got people in sweatshops over there right now working for nothing a day.
Go to 10, y'all. Go to 10. Boy, they bad on these bougies too.
Bourgeoisie.
Yeah. Look at 10, though. In what way does the proletarians differ? That's and just to clarify that, that's working class people, just regular middle class people, different from the slave. The slave is sold once and for all. The proletarian has to sell himself by the day and by the hour. Mm. He's a working man, right?
Mm. Yeah, that's a working
man. The slave is the property of one master, and for that very reason has a guaranteed income, substance, however wretched it may be. Proletarian is, so to speak, the slave of the entire bougie class, right? Mm-hmm. Not a one master, and therefore has no guarantee substance, since nobody buys his labor if he does not need it. The slave is accounted a thing, not a member of civil society. Proletarian is recognized as a person, as a member of civil society. The slave may therefore have a better substance than the proletarian, but the latter stands at a higher stage of development. The slave frees himself by becoming a proletarian, abolishing from the totality of property relationship only the relationship of slavery. Proletarian can free himself only by abolishing property in general. Well, they're making it terrible. They don't want you to own nothing. But biblically speaking, that goes against everything the word of God teaches, brothers. We don't have the same ability.
Earn your bread.
We should not earn. We should not get the same earnings.
That's right.
We don't have the same abilities, though.
That's right.
And this gonna take away all your motivation.
The parable of the field workers showed
that. Yeah.
When he paid the field workers.
Yeah.
Different.
What they're trying to promote right here, they're trying to show why the difference between how the slave may even have it better than the proletariat.
Right.
But how do you promote owning a man, period, as far as I bought you, I pay for you, and you do what I say. Because that's what the government trying to... If you buy that, then we can sell you us controlling you, us supplying your needs, giving you a place to stay, feeding you, and you just doing what we say.
That's what I was about to say. If the slave left slavery to be the...
Proletarian, man.
But that's a different type of slavery.
Okay.
Once we get rid of our property... Will we be free or will we still be slaves?
Be a slave.
Biblically speaking,
y'all think too deep.
Yeah.
Biblically speaking, brothers, which we always have to, kind of refer back to the Bible as we, examine these situations.
Right.
Wasn't property very important in biblical days?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. They're still fighting over a piece of that property now.
But then you measure your wealth by property.
By what you own.
Yeah. Cattle.
Right.
Land.
Oil. Yes. Yeah, jewelry. Yeah.
Right. So all this got all... But that's a direct slap against God, isn't it?
Yeah.
Huh? Well, sure. I don't think a lot of the people, like you say, don't understand what this thing is that they are ratting around. This
and what we're trying to do, all this, is show y'all or kind of lean you to our prayers that you read for yourself.
Yes, that's
and
right.
Find out for yourself. Mm-hmm. And when you hear words like Marxism, socialism,
communism, right.
You'll know what they're really talking about.
Yeah.
And don't let everybody get a chicken in their pot lie. Deceive you into thinking that's what these things are.
Right. Mm-hmm.
These things lead that this is bondage. This is enslavement.
So, and where you can't own anything, you can never. The Bible tells you, leave a good man leaves a inheritance for his children.
That's right. That's right.
If you don't own anything, how can you leave anything? If you can't own anything, how can you obey the word of God?
Well, they looking for this Marxist to get it and give it to you.
Take mine.
Yeah.
And give it and to give them. It to you. And share. I got to share. Yeah. You can't even say what you can do with yours. Why are you here? Mm-hmm. How you gonna say what you can do with yours when you go?
That is true. We don't even how long you been paying for your house, Kevin?
About 20 years. I'm almost done with mine.
And you still don't own it?
No.
Stop paying taxes.
I got to pay a house note soon.
Well, when you get done, when they send you that deed, when they send you that deed, and after you eat up all the cake from celebrating.
Right.
All the cake. The next 3 years, don't pay your property tax.
See what happens.
And see who own it.
See what happens.
That's a good way to see who own it. Huh?
See who own it.
You don't own
so it. You never really ever own it.
No.
You never can.
No.
It's not theirs to sell you.
Because now, we do understand that there has to be some upkeep on our streets.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We get it.
Yeah, because, you know, Kevin gonna run down the road with them raggedy ties.
Right. They gonna never fix the shocks on their car. No, they
go big old potholes, you know.
Right.
We all have to chip in. We understand that. But this system that they're advocating is altogether different. Yeah. It's altogether different. Okay, we're not gonna look at all of it, but going over to look at question number 15 there. I'm gonna go there a little bit piece there. Do you intend to replace the existing social order by community of property at one stroke? Mm,
good question.
One stroke.
That's a good question.
Japan.
Let's see what they say about it.
We have no such intention. The development of the masses cannot be ordered by decree. Mm. It is determined by the development of the condition in which these masses live.
Condition
your mind is what they're saying. Yeah, right. And therefore proceeds gradually.
Frog in the pot.
Mm-hmm. Slowly, we're gonna have
frog in the pot.
We'll have to indoctrinate them very slowly.
It's a long game. And
they got patience. And it's been proven they got patience.
It reminds me of Ahab. You know, won't neighbor
vineyard. Yeah.
Jezebel, ain't you the king?
Yeah. Just go take it. Yeah.
Why are you sobbing like that?
Let's see, that shows.
Put on your big boy britches.
Yeah. That shows the attitude of government.
That's right. Take what you want.
Take what you want.
You're the king, ain't you? Right. If the government is the king,
right.
Then they can take from us what they
want. That's why we have the system we have. That our founding fathers were wise men.
And if we're not satisfied with the decision, we can go to the courts and argue the decision.
Absolutely.
But under this new system that they are advocating, Black Lives Matter, them embraced, won't be no.
They're encouraging a rogue government.
Yeah. And even the founding fathers, they knew that, because this agenda been around a long time, y'all, even from the very beginning of this country. Mm-hmm. And they told them this was a constitutional republic if you can keep it.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
If you can keep it, they knew
that we were the threat.
Right.
Because it took morality for us to live under it. They knew it took honest men.
Yeah. And with all the faults that this country has and have had and have today, it's still the best system.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the whole wide world.
Yeah. Why do you think everybody want to come here?
That's right. And ain't nobody really trying to leave.
Why?
They just complaining. Why? They ain't trying to go nowhere.
Because they feel that if I work hard and be frugal in my spending,
okay,
I can accumulate wealth and my family can live comfortably.
And that's still true today. That's still true today.
Well, a lot of people in the movements, Black Lives, they don't believe that. Why? Because they hadn't succeeded. Now, why haven't they succeeded? Who you blame for your lack of success?
Okay.
Who put you on crack?
Right.
Huh?
And we're not saying all of my own crack, so don't even go there.
But we are saying that
it's a personal responsibility.
Right. Yeah. And the biggest problem we have, we know in our community, is dads and jumped off the boat. You know, last night, a woman with 4 kids, and she was telling how she'd been scratching to try to make ends meet. And they never said nothing about the dad. I kept saying to myself, where are your children's dad is at? You know, but they never will mention anything. They just show how the women are struggling.
Right.
With all those kids. Never mention the fact that the husband, somebody helped her had them babies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Huh? Where are the daddies? You know, won't mention anything like that. So we go, under the new system, they're going to make everything equal. Your mistakes won't mean anything, and your errors and judgment and how you, you know, have torpedoed your own life, it won't matter, really, because we're all in the same pot together.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Let's go a little further, just a little bit further here. 16, is that where I'm at?
Mm-hmm.
How do you think the transition from the present situation to the community or property is to be affected? Well, the answer, he says, the first fundamental condition for the introduction of community or property is the political liberation of the proletariat through a democratic constitution. Liberation. They got the liberators.
In other words, voted.
The working class need to be liberated.
That's what he said. Yeah.
They got to get your mindset. Got to get your mind with their mind.
Through a democratic
constitution. He called it a democratic constitution. We got a democratic constitution, don't we? I thought we already had one of those.
Do we?
So they got another one coming then.
I guess.
Okay, that's basically what he said.
One that joined all us and put all us in the same boat.
What will be your first measure once you have established this democracy here? Number four, he said here, after guaranteed the substances of the
proletariat. In other words, take what they got, guarantee it to them.
Spread it out.
They going to do that. It's not up to me if I want to simply help my neighbor or my brother. Okay. It's not up to me.
Which is the biblical way of distributing what God has put in your hand to willingly help. So it won't be like that, right? Yeah.
Like Pastor said.
Answer that last question when you get that.
Like Pastor said last night. If the Holy Spirit put on his heart to give Kevin $100, he going to give him $100.
That's right. Or he ain't going to sleep till he do.
Yeah.
So, but number 18. Now.
Yeah. How will you do this? Well, the answer is by limiting private property in such a way that it gradually prepares the way for its transformation into social
property.
That's everybody's property.
Everybody's property. Yeah.
By what else?
Progressive. What?
Gave examples.
Taxation. Looked like one of the candidates said, we got to raise taxes.
That's what he said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they're going to get the president is talking about lowering taxes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you're going to go into a social program, you got to get more taxes.
If everything ain't going to be free to everybody.
Make it to where it just ain't worth owning it.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. That's what it costs too much to have.
To own it.
And see, one of the biggest socialists that we had when they was running for the president.
Who's that?
Bernie Sanders.
Mm. Yes.
They would always put the question to him, where are you going to
get
the
money? How you going to pay for that?
He ain't answered it yet.
He said taxation, didn't he? I think he did say taxation one time.
Yeah. But he wasn't blobbing it out there.
To show y'all what we at now,
mm-hmm.
He's not progressive enough for this group now.
No, he's not radical enough and progressive enough.
For this group now, he is not radical enough.
No.
Self-professed socialist.
We have seen a coup in the Democratic Party.
Oh, yeah, that's a coup.
Okay, look, let's go a little further here. Limitation of the rights of inheritance. What?
There you go. A good man leave what? You better not leave it.
Big Mama worked all her life to leave me something. And I can't
even get it. To give Kevin these $35.
Right. And now I can't get it.
Let me read your will here. Kevin Pierce. $20,000 to Cookie.
Yeah, right.
That's gone, Mike.
That's gone. That's right. That's right.
That's gone.
Right.
Yeah.
Cookie never see it.
Is that amazing, y'all? I mean, you can't leave your kids.
Oh, that's something.
You can't even grant the last wish of your loved one.
I hope our audience understanding what this movement that's behind the Black Lives, whether they understand all together what's going on or not is relevant. They should know. They should know the information is out there.
I think some do.
You think some
do? I think some do. Now, these people on the street that's just marching and think they're just pushing for equal treatment of Black people, a lot of them have no idea.
Yeah.
But I think some of them did. Like this woman said, she's a trained Marxist. You think she don't know what Marxism means?
She's not dumb. No, she's not dumb. She's not dumb. Okay, let's go a little further right quick. I want to finish some of this here.
Read the rest of that past part two, though.
Dad. Part two. By employing workers in national workshops and factories.
Sweatshop.
Workshop. And on national estates. That's a plantation again. Yeah. That's what it is.
That's a good back
plantation.
To it.
They bringing back the plantation.
Back to it.
Cheap
Black Lives Matter. That's what it is.
Black Lives Matter. You better do some reading.
Wake up.
We're trying to inform you of exactly what you are joining and what you are making yourself a part of. Huh?
Read number three. Read number three.
By educating all children at the expense of the what?
State.
That's it, right?
That
sounds like a brainwashing to me.
That's if they're paying for it, they decide what to eat.
They're doing that now. If this government changed, it's going to be wholeheartedly
indoctrinated.
Huh?
That's it.
Yeah, they're trying to break up the homeschooling now.
Yeah, they are trying to break it up. You're right.
Absolutely.
Okay, how will you arrange this kind of education during the period of transition from capitalism to Marxism and socialism? All children will be educated in the state establishment from the time when they can do without the first maternal.
Get them early.
What's that?
Before they go to kindergarten.
That's what I was about to say. That's daycare. Mm. That's daycare.
That's before the end.
Yeah.
Indoctrinate them.
Stop nursing them, lady. He fat enough. Bring him
ready to go.
Bring him over here to the school. It's time to get his mind right.
It's bigger than that. They say, hey, tell all them delivery doctors and midwife, kill all the boy babies.
Abortion is the same thing. Abortion is right there in the same class in that same situation, you know. Right. Okay, let's go a little further. Will not the introduction of community property be accomplished by the proclamation of the community of women?
With the introduction of community of property be accompanied
this system
by the proclamation of the community. You just asked you, did was that your wife too? Then you just asked there you go. Right. That I wife.
It's a community. Yeah.
That's what it's saying.
But look what they say.
By no means. We will only interfere in the personal relationship between men and women or with the family in general to the extent that the maintenance of the existing institution would disturb the new social order.
So go with the program.
So we won't, in some cases, interfere.
Unless it called for it.
Unless you ain't going with the program. They say unless it interfere with the new social order.
So you can be barred from your family or your bedroom.
Pastor,
what's going on here? Y'all, I'm not getting all this.
Think about Black Lives Matter. Okay. There on their website, they have in their core principles that they are against the nuclear family.
That's right. The Christian Foundation, that's what they said.
Yeah, this is on their website.
So in other words, it won't be no men and women. They're gonna have to change this here.
Where they gonna change? If it be some, it's gonna be along with everything else.
That's right.
Men and whatever.
Will nationalities continue to exist under communism? Absolutely. The nationalities of the people who join together according to the principle of the community will be just as much compelled by this union to merge with one another and thereby supersede themselves as the various differences between estate classes will disappear through the superseding of their basic private property. So everything comes together.
Wait a minute. We gotta read the end of that again, Pastor.
Okay.
The nationalities of the people who join.
No nationalities. No races. No.
That's the question. Will nationalities continue to exist under communism?
No.
And the answer is the nationalities of the people who join together according to the principle of community.
Our social
community will be just as much compelled by this union
to merge with one another,
and thereby supersede themselves. As the various differences between the
states. So that's out. All that stuff is out.
Yeah, all that's gone.
Right. Okay. You mix with the people you in the social group with.
It ain't no reason to click up now because we all got everybody, the same.
Yeah. Across the board.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So really, actually, ain't no male or female.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't believe it. They're already trying to erase.
That's already part of it.
And that's part of that. That's right.
So you can't see all this coming together. Look at that last question.
Do communists reject existing religions?
Answer.
All religions will have existed hitherto were expressions of historical stages of development of individual people or groups or people, but communism is that stage of historical development which make all existing religion superfluous and supersedes them.
There you go.
So communism is a religion.
That's why Christianity is illegal in China right now.
Because communism is a religion.
Communism is a religion. And Christianity is trying to supersede.
Well, it ain't trying to. Jesus said I'm all or nothing. It's the only way it can be.
See, you have to remember what the title said. A communist confession of
faith. Yeah. So,
Miller, I keep telling y'all.
Wait a minute. So now, this information is not hard to research, is it?
No, not at all.
Well, how many people that call themselves believers or Christians that are out in the midst of these groups and they really don't realize that what they're promoting is against the word of God? How many don't you think?
So many.
Who actually are aware of it?
Too many.
Aware. You think are they aware of it?
I'm going to say no.
Well, if they're aware, they're complicit. If they're aware, they're complicit with this. But I can't say, Christian. And
we have people that in church that are diehard abortionists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they know the word of God said thou shalt not kill.
Right, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, that's true, Pastor.
But in order to bag this, knowing this, Pastor, just the little stuff we just went over, and it gets so much deeper than this audience. It gets so much deeper than this. 47. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just knowing this, though, how can you say Jesus is Lord? I'm talking about for the Christian.
Okay.
And communism demand you say communism is Lord. Mm.
Demands.
It demands that.
Okay.
Well, you just all
right. Confession. It demands that. It's a confession.
Yeah, right.
That you have to, you know, like we get baptized, which is our confession of faith.
Mm. Yeah.
The beginning of our confession of faith. Mm-hmm. So they have to go through that ritual.
That's what they believe. It is
my prayer that God would awaken all people that call themselves believers to the danger that we're facing today. I mean, how critical and how crucial it is that we inform ourselves, that we find out exactly what's going on in our midst, because this time in our society is so crucial that we stay understand what's going on and stand firmly with the word of God.
It is.
Stand firm with Christian liberty and the freedom of worship and expression. Isn't that important today?
Yes, it's imperative. Very important. It's more important. It's Pastor, if we don't.
Why don't I don't see enough church people that standing up, though, especially in our black congregations. Mm-hmm. That's what bothers me. And then a lot of the whites afraid to say, ministers afraid because they're on the payrolls and, you know, they don't want to cause any waves because now a large church pastor, he'll come under fire.
Oh, yeah.
Now, a person like us, ourselves in a small congregation, you know.
But see, we got to remember too, Pastor.
What's that?
You said church folks. Mm-hmm. Now, true believers and Christians,
yes,
like I said, they're going to stand firmly on the word.
Because that's all we do.
And then we got to remember, too, the Lord said, let the wheat and the tare grow together. Yeah. And I guarantee you, in that pastor's big
but
church.
But he didn't say, let the wheat take over. I mean, the tares take over.
No, it isn't.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But yeah. I guarantee you, just like his church, there are many other churches
with
church folks in it.
Yeah, that will not.
Will not stand
and voice their opposition.
That's what the whole thing is all about. We must stand at all costs, and we realize that. Mm-hmm. And you asked the question, Pastor, why won't these pastors stand up?
Yeah.
Really grieved me even a lot of time more so than that.
Mm-hmm.
I was called to preach the gospel.
Mm-hmm. And that's
it's a cop out. Like one don't have nothing to do with the other.
Oh boy.
We living in a society. Didn't Jesus say something about occupy until I come?
Sure. And we know that it is Christianity overall that's under attack here.
Right? Yeah. Right.
That's the aim and goal of these subversive organizations is to bring down Christianity.
Amen.
And so knowing that, how can we keep quiet?
We can.
We can't keep quiet. Praise God. All right, then, Kevin, let's get ready. We're going to be here for a while on this subject, brothers and sisters. We hope that we'll be able to really enlighten you on the danger that we're facing, how important it's crucial that this upcoming election that we look at the Bible and look at these candidates and make the right decision. Kevin, say something to the people. Encourage them some kind of way and motivate them to do a little digging here.
I just want them to think, and something really put a nugget in my brain,
mm-hmm.
is that you're a slave to the master,
mm-hmm.
and then you become a slave to the bourgeois class,
mm-hmm.
depending
mm-hmm.
on if they buy something or not.
Okay.
Now, once you sign up for this confession of communism and go with the Communist Party, are you not still a slave in some way? The only way that you'll truly be free is in Christ.
Amen.
And that's what I encourage you to do today is be free in Christ today.
Yes. Okay.
And then when these pressures of all these different types of tactics to change from this capital system mm-hmm, to mm-hmm. this communist system.
Right. Right.
You'll be prepared.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right.
Yeah, that's good, bro. That's good. Now, we first of all, let me just say this. Ignorance is not bliss. Y'all. Ignorance is not bliss. And now there's no excuse for being ignorant.
That's right.
Because it's out there. And now they may not outright tell you this, but when they tell you what they're trained Marxists and that's what they're doing, that's what they're moving towards, socialism and things of this nature, it should at least spark something in you to see what that is all about. Whether you stand up now or not, this will be the system that you're living under.
Yes, sir.
That your children, your grandchildren are living under.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a terrible system. It will be a mighty shame for you to work all your life.
That's right.
Teach your children, raise them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord, and they get to a point where they can't even live it out openly in society.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Know what it is they're dragging you toward, and believers,
yes.
stand up and stand 10 toes down on the word of God. Amen. Stand against it.
Amen. Praise God. Milt?
You know, this movement is a movement of with the spirit of Antichrist.
Yes, yes.
It's against God.
Mm-hmm.
And this movement of the people that's out there marching, you know, like I said, they don't really realize. Some of them do and some of them don't.
That's right.
But they're being led astray.
Mm-hmm.
Led with a lie.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
And you know, the word of God said, when the Son of Man returns, shall he find faith.
People standing, yeah.
And see, our people got to stand.
Yes.
Regardless. And forget about your blackness.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know,
come on, bro.
If you're a Christian, you're a Christian.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You know, that's what our people got to wake up and realize.
Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for this time. Lord, we pray, Father God, as we dig deeper into this subject, Father, that you would just enlighten us, Lord, that mm-hmm. we might enlighten your people, Father. Show them the crucialness of the time that we live in and how important it is that we stand firm upon your word.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, give us that boldness, that holy boldness, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That we will not fear death. We not mm-hmm. fear whatever man might try to do to us.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, praise God. Help us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God.